Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Oh, one of the best times of the day. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Today, here we go out to Benjamin Solak. He writes for ESPN. And he put together a mock draft here for the first round. And we have ourselves a new name to the Philadelphia Eagles and a player landing with a rival that I'm not too thrilled about. All right, let's go to the top five. It's similar to what we've seen a lot lately. Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, Travis Hunter, who, by the way, their GM, Andrew Berry, used to work here for Howie. Did you see what he said about him?
What did he say?
He said he could be football's Shohei Ohtani, playing
football,
both
Shohei
ways.
Ohtani.
That tells me they're definitely taking him, right?
Hey,
you can't say that and not pick him.
But disagree, though.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to be as good
as Ohtani's
Shohei.
Great at both things.
This kid might be, too.
I don't think he is.
Well, he might not be, but he was in college.
I think he's pretty good at both.
I want to see how he attacks this.
Mm-hmm.
Because how much... Okay, say if he plays offense. How much are you going to be integrated into the offense? And if you're strictly more of an offensive player, then on the flip side, how much are you going to be integrated into the defense?
So to use the Ohtani comp, when he was able to pitch, because you know he's been hurt, he hasn't pitched in a while, he was more of a hitter and then a pitcher like once a week. You know, maybe he started 20 games in his biggest year. I to your point, I think he's going to have to be a full-time player on one thing. And then how much does he do the other?
Yeah, because the time constraints is going to be the biggest issue in my opinion. I mean, how much time are you spending learning the offensive game plan and the defensive game plan? Because you gotta lean into one or the other.
Sure. I mean,
because even at Colorado, I'm assuming you had probably a handful of offensive plays. But you were primarily a defensive player.
It's probably a little easier in college just to kind of roll out there and let your athleticism take over. He goes number two to the Cleveland Browns. Number three, Abdul Carter, Penn State to the Giants. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU to the Patriots. Number five, Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan to Jacksonville. Hugh, we've typically just stayed within the top five and then jumped down to the Eagles at 32. But did you happen to see who the Cowboys took in this mock?
Yeah, I did.
Your guy.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because I read the story where
Ashton Jeanty, the running back, out of Boise.
Ashton Jeanty, where Jerry, I guess when they met, he had a championship belt on, and they were talking. I don't want to see him go there.
You've liked him since last college season.
Yes, I did. I did, and I know he's not coming here. I know that, but I don't want him to go there.
I don't know where he's going to go. I mean, I haven't seen him put in the top five at all. But after that, it's any team could basically take him in the next 10 or 5 or 10 picks. All right, let's go down to the Eagles pick, Hugh, at number 32, a name we have not talked about yet in our daily mocks: Maxwell Harrison, corner out of Kentucky, a corner. Now we did have a mock with a corner before, but it wasn't Maxwell Harrison. Hugh, what do you think, Maxwell Harrison, corner, Kentucky?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the positions. I'm pretty sure that for a lot of people, as I'm looking at a little bit of film on him. It's not a position right now that I think that a lot of Eagles fans would feel that is a need, because we still have some of these young guys on. I think that most of us would want them, if they were going to have a first-round draft pick, to be on a lineman. But I don't have a problem with them picking up another corner, bolstering that secondary, and allowing those young guys back there. You're talking about the Cooper DeJeans, the Quinyon Mitchells, and all those guys to grow together. You know, because Jalen Carter's going to be here. You know, he's going to be here. Look like Nolan Smith is going to be here for a while. So I don't have a problem with them taking a corner with the 32nd pick.
So I do think it's an underrated need because I'm not sure about Kelee Ringo. Maybe this is the year he jumps, but he's been here a couple years. Hasn't happened yet.
6 foot, 183 pounds. Runs a 4.28.
He can run. Now, there is one thing about, I was looking at his strengths and weaknesses. Maxwell Harrison on NFL.com. They said he's a massive liability in run support.
Oh, yeah. He ain't tackling. I mean, that's a nice way of saying he's making business decision as far as tackling is concerned.
The comp they put for him was Janoris Jenkins. Janoris Jenkins was a good player for a while, the corner. So, I mean, look, this guy might be really good. Corner, though, I mean, we're going to find out pretty quickly in this draft, do they think that Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson could play? Because if they do, they're not going to take a corner. And if they don't, they might take one high, which would make it 2 years in a row. They use very high picks, you know, their top pick in each of the last 2 years' drafts on a corner. Kyle, Maxwell Harrison?
So I guess I'd like it better than taking a safety because the Slay thing felt like it kind of had to happen. It's just boring. Can we just move up in this draft? Not take the third best player at whatever position that we're going to take? Because I guess the fourth, right? Because there's two cornerbacks ahead of him in this mock, and then you throw Travis Hunter into that mix. He's the fourth best corner in the draft. Mitchell fell to you at 22.
Yeah, so he's the fourth corner in this mock.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, Quinion Mitchell was the best corner coming out of the draft, and he fell all the way to 22. Like, that feels, you know, that. And clearly, I mean, we know what Quinion Mitchell turned out to be. Mm. They obviously had a need, especially in anticipation of letting Darius Slay eventually go. It's just no juice, man. No juice.
Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky, I'd agree. It's not a juicy pick.
Boo.
It's not it's not the meter that we want to move. We want a D lineman or somebody like
that. I'm tough to satisfy with this draft stuff.
Sometimes a lineman isn't juicy, but if it's a big time, like defensive lineman, that would look. I think corner's a sneaky need because it is a little thin behind the top two young guys they took last year. But this is the first I've seen of Maxwell Harrison to the Eagles, and as a first round pick, we shall see a week from tonight. I mean, I'm with you. Move up. I mean, I actually, if I had a guess right now, I think they're going to move up.
Can we start the screw 32 movement?
Yeah, move up. Does that mean it up or
he
down?
Said the screw 32.
No, up. We're going up.
Okay. Hugh, you're a week out. What's your guess right now? If you had a guess, three options. They trade up, they stay at 32 and just pick someone, or they trade out.
I think they're trading up. It feels like they're trying to figure out a way to move up in the draft. That's why, you know, if you want to throw Dallas Goedert in there, he's a piece. And they're trying to figure out how they could package some stuff to get to move up in this draft.
Yeah, I keep seeing the Donovan Ezeraku kid not quite getting to them. And we've seen him connect with the Eagles a lot, but he's picked like in the 20s. This one, he goes 28 to Detroit. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Kashmir, the Polka Dots up. Hey, Kashmir.
Hey, what's going on there, Joe, Hugh, Kyle? How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you? What's up?
Yeah, man. So the Phillies, what can I say, man? So, Joe, I kind of said this before, and I kind of had this thought when I was on hold. It seems to me, Joe, since the season has started, you know, especially the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about more and more and more guys on our team in a negative light, deservedly so. But what does that tell you? It's not anything good.
They have more than one problem. Like if it was just Snola, if it was just Boehm, if it was just Marsh, if it was just the bullpen, then I think we'd say, all right, we'll fix that. But they've got a lot. It's like a lot of little things keep popping up here.
That's the thing. It's like it's just this Nola thing now. With now that Nola has a 6.65 ERA. Now I get it's only his fourth start of the season. I get that, but man, it's like these little issues just keep popping up again and again and again and again. And I'm starting to get the worry, Joe. I said this before. Yes, I think Nola's in decline, but I don't think he's as in decline. I don't think he's like cooked. I don't think what Hugh says. He's obviously not what he was, Joe, when he came up in 2015, 2016, and he wasn't like that Cy Young guy that we saw in 2018. He's not that guy anymore. We know that. But Joe, the problem is that he's not even a number three guy right now. He's not even a number two guy. He looks like a number four or five guy right now. And it's just like we signed him to be a number two or number three guy. I mean, now, good thing Jesus Luzardo's here, and he's pitching great. And good thing we have Christopher Sanchez, and he's pitching really well. And good thing we have Ranger coming back. But again, it's like these issues, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. And it's like, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier. She messaged me. She's like, Kaz. She goes, the Phillies since last June, and you add up April, The Phillies are 500.
Yeah.
Joe, and if you look back and you go back to what Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record says you are. The Phillies are a 500 team since June of last season.
It's a long time. And in Kashmir, in that, because, you know, sometimes you can look at the record, you look at run differential, and maybe they've got a little unlucky. They've been outscored in that time. Like, they've earned their record the last, what, it's probably like 120-something games since then.
And what's even scarier, Joe, I'm starting to think this is the 2012 Phillies and not the 2000 and not the Phillies that we're thinking are going to go to the postseason. Because, Joe, think about this. It's not just that we're not performing well right now. Now, do I still think we should win maybe 86, 87 games, 88, maybe? But guess what? That's not making the playoffs. Because, Joe, have you seen the National League West?
I know. It's an issue.
Have you seen the National League West?
It's an issue. I mean, four teams right now have better records than the Phillies.
You've been on that for a while.
Padres, Giants, the Dodgers, we know it by the end are going to have like 100, right? Yep. And then Arizona. So that means the NL East is a, if it plays out this way, is a one playoff team division. And right now,
it's the Mets.
The Mets right look now, better. Well, yeah.
The Mets look better than everybody else. Now, the Braves don't look as good, but guess what? I don't think the Braves are going to be, the Braves aren't going to be this bad all season. They're going to start getting going eventually. Especially when they get Acuna back, Strider's back now, they're going to get better. The Phillies, Joe, I don't know if we're going to get better. I really don't know. I hate to say it, I just don't know. I think this is the year we're probably missing the postseason. And if that happens, I don't know what's
going to
happen.
Nobody going to be here.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be a lot of people.
Mark that
leaving.
One down. Cashmere, appreciate it. Can you mark that down? April 17th. And 1-12, our first, they're going to miss the post. Is that our first one? I think it is. I think we've had some people like kind of dance around it like they're not a lock. I'm not sure. I could see it.
Still trying to hold out hope.
I heard someone call this morning saying they were going to finish last in the division.
Well, that's not going to happen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't think they're worse than Washington in Miami.
I mean, that's, you know, There's a spectrum here of
yeah,
how people are feeling.
Yeah, that, but that's the that was the first one we've heard at our show that they're going to miss the postseason. I mean, I said this 3 weeks ago. They're not a lock. Now, I think they're going to play better, Hugh. I think they're going to be better than this, but they better start winning some games here.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that, you know, when he was talking about, Kazmir is talking about last year. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, that's what they do. They look at what happened last year, and it's not fair, but for a lot of fans, it's the same. It's the same old same.
Well, and it's when it's most of the same players, it does feel kind of fair.
You have not, that's the point, because you didn't infuse this team with any new talent.
So I think we made a mistake, or at least I did with the Eagles when they were 2-2, because it was a lot of new, right? Mm-hmm. It was a new defensive coordinator, it was a new offensive coordinator, it was Saquon, it was a lot of new defensive players. That was new, and it took them time, and they figured it out. This really isn't that new. It's the same offense.
Same old same.
Unless you think Max Kepler's different, but he's just a different version of the same guy.
One of the best things the Phillies do have going for them is that they're a game behind the Mets. The Mets are 11-7. We're 10-8.
They're not running away with anything.
No. Yeah. And so, that's where I'll
that's where you find the
yeah, I'll give
the,
credence
the
to the it's early
and
the, thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the path is harder. The path isn't impossible. Just win the East and you go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It just changes the way they
legitimate
might have
concerns for sure, but, you know, a lot of time. Marathon, not a sprint, Joe.
That's true. It's going to make those games against the Mets and Braves very big.
Even though we took the pledge.
Yeah, we did take the pledge. That was not pledge-like what you said there.
It wasn't.
No, it is a sprint. Forget the marathon. Let's panic and yell. Mike in Wilkes-Barre. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Nothing. Oh, I'm on. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, you're on. You're on the air.
I was waiting for a little bit. Oh.
Just hanging out. What's going on? Nothing. We'll talk later. No, go ahead, Mike.
One thing I wanted to bring up with the Nola situation that really scares me is the one thing that he's been known for is to eat up the inning and protect that bullpen. And this year, if he can't get that curveball to set up that fastball, I'm afraid that we're in for a tough one with him.
I think you're right. And yeah, right, because his curveball is what he gets the swing and miss on. That's where he puts people away. And right now, that fastball is just – it's at 90 miles an hour. Nobody's swinging through that. And they're taking it because that's off the plate.
Exactly. I mean, he's not throwing the strike to set up the 90 to make it look 94 to get by the hitter, mm-hmm. like he has done in the past. And it's just making that bullpen, you put them in, and it's like, oh, here we go again with it. But the one positive part I want to bring up about the pen was Jordan Romano the last few outings.
He has been much better. I think because he talked about a mechanical thing. He looked – I mean, it's a stark difference. Him throwing 96 compared to 92 is night and day.
Yeah, and he slowed down his mechanics. Everything looks good. So, I mean – got to throw some kind of positivity in it because watching these games, it's getting rough.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, they have gotten – Romano's been better. Alvarado's been really good. Strawn's been good. The rest of the bullpen, not so much. But we'll take some positives. Mike, we appreciate it. We do have an update here on Brandon March.
What we got?
Not in today's lineup. After tweaking his right knee on the ball that took a weird hop in center field last night, he is seeing the doctor.
Didn't you say something about that?
Yeah, well,
earlier, you said he didn't look right.
It just felt like something was awkward last night with him. Mm-hmm. So that was from Matt Galbi. He said nothing beyond that yet, but seeing the doctor with a tweaked knee, I wonder if an IL stint's coming up here for Brandon.
Probably. I mean, it's probably, you know, at a good time to be, if you're being totally honest about it, it's probably at a really good time.
You know what that's going to mean, though?
What's that?
He's going to go 0 for April. If he doesn't come back till the end of April.
Yeah, you're right.
0 for April. Pete in Bethlehem's up. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Pete, what's up?
All right. I got a simple question with Nola, and that is, what's the go, no-go with him? At what point do you think management sits back and puts him on the block and tries to get something for him? Because we go through this every year, and it seems like if we can get him past, or if he can get himself past the third or fourth inning without even giving up a home run, let alone runs on our own, we stand a chance. But he's statistically giving up home runs in the first and second inning almost every game. Now, there are exceptions, but he's not the lights out. He's not that consistent player that he was in the beginning. I understand he's getting older, but at what point do you try to salvage what you can get for a player or go all in and say, we're sticking with him until his bank account, you know, that we can get for him is down to zero and he just fades away?
So if I had a guess on that, it's one of two things would lead us there. One would be Andrew Painter arrives and he's ready to go and he's instantly a number one or number two and you feel like we have Wheeler, we have Painter, we have Lizardo, we have Sanchez. We don't need Nola anymore. So that's one possibility. So he's like a surplus and you just try to move off him. Or, Pete, if they're having a bad year, they sell. I mean, they sell at the trade deadline and try to kind of reset it for next year. I know people don't want to think that way yet because that's like there's a lot of season left. But if they're not, if they're falling out of the race in July, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a crazy idea to listen on trade offers.
So here's a follow-up to Nola, actually, to the Nola question. That is, while he's not consistent lights out, how is that affecting the other players on the team? If I were playing a game, when I was back in college and high school and I'm playing, and I know that I played soccer, I know that my goalie that's starting that day, he's a lights-out goalie. He's not going to let anything go. It changes the way I can play. Now, is that possibly happening with the team? They know that Nola isn't necessarily the lights-out pitcher anymore, and so the intensity shifts a little bit.
Sure, I think it does. Yeah, I mean, I think players don't want to acknowledge this, but it feels logical to me.
I don't think they're there with him yet.
Not yet, but
if it happens because we were about four starts in, and he hasn't been great. But I don't think that they feel that he's there yet.
Right, overall the idea, I do think it puts more pressure on the hitters. Pete, we appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know who's because I'm pretty sure. Like for example, Taiwan when he's out there. You know, you better tighten up that defense a little bit on the back end where he's when he's out there.
And then the opposite happens too, right? When you have an ace, like when Wheeler's at his best, you know, like, all right, we get three runs today.
Yeah, we good to go.
We probably got this game. Yeah. Let's go to Kelly, who has a Phillies theory for us. Hey, Kelly.
Hey there. How are you?
Good,
hey.
Kelly. What's up?
So does this team look like a bunch of new dads who all just had babies and aren't getting any sleep? Or is it just me?
Right up Hugh's alley.
They do look very tired. Yeah.
I'm an old dad, though.
Yeah.
Old ass daddy.
But you're always talking about Ranger and when his wife came to town. The family stuff rings very true to you.
I mean, it does because, you know, I mean, for obvious reasons, Ranger, you know, that we don't have to go into. But yeah.
But others might have a new baby in the house and they're a little tired. So you think they're tired, Kelly?
I think they all look tired. I mean, you got Trey, who just had a baby. You have Bryce's wife, who is expecting again. You have Nola, who has a new baby. Like, isn't this the theme here?
There is a theme here with this.
I didn't even think about that, but that's probably something to that. You're not getting a whole lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
What about when they're on the road, though?
They got nannies, though. They make too much money, man. They got nannies.
I was waiting for you to say something.
It's true. You got nannies. You got grandparents and stuff. I'm pretty sure that, like, he ain't up late at night changing diapers unless he want to.
Man, maybe some of them are. I mean,
yeah,
who knows?
Maybe.
Kelly, it is an interesting theory. I mean, a few of them obviously are having that. Kelly, we appreciate that. I mean, that's part of the life cycle of the athlete, right? Like, they get closer to the age of 30. They're probably moving into a different part of life. Maybe some of them are having more kids. That happens all the time. But there's 26 of them. They don't all have babies.
Oh, no. Alec Bowman ain't got no kids, I don't think.
No, he lives with Marsh, though.
Yeah, that's...
roommates.
What's up?
None. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay. Guilty!
I don't want... See, I got to say something now because I don't want anybody to be thinking I'm thinking ill of him. But I will say this. You 28, 29 years old, you live with another man. Come on, it's time to move on.
They're saving Aaron Dolan?
They're saving on rent.
They're saving on rent. Don't they both make over $1 million a year?
Yes.
So what the hell are you saving on rent for?
I don't know.
Man, if you don't move your ass out and get your own space, living with another grown ass,
guys in arbitration? They're not exactly set for life yet.
But they're making a good living.
You make enough money to not live with somebody else. You're not an eighth-round draft pick.
Don't you know what it means to be frugal and save your money?
I do know that, but I'd be damned if I live with another grown-ass man.
What if you're best buds?
I don't care. No, not doing that. Not living with another grown-ass man. I don't care how cool we are. I don't care how intimately he knows my sleeping habits or whatever. I'm not staying with no grown-ass man. Not at my grown-ass age. If I'm over 30, if you're over 30 and you have a roommate, you ought to be ashamed of yourself if it's not of the opposite sex unless, you know, whatever your situation
is. If it's not a relationship.
Yeah. Right. There you go. Thank you, Joe. Clean it up for me.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Daily Douglas at 122.
I'm saying, why are you – so you play – Let me just
car.
This up
you didn't think of the pros. You could save on rent, okay?
Joe,
carpooling to the stadium and back.
Joe,
you never forget where you're supposed to be. Oh, where are you going? We got a game.
If I played baseball, and I'm trying, like, if I'm a single man, I'm playing baseball. And she knows I play baseball. And when she comes to my house and I say, hey, she's like, who is that? Oh, that's my roommate. What the hell do you have a roommate for? Like, I can see if you're like 22, maybe 25. I give you 25.
First get to the city, first gets, yeah.
But if you're like 30, almost 30, and you live with a grown-ass man, what do you live with a grown-ass man for?
I don't live with any grown-ass man, so I don't
that's
know.
That's what I'm saying. No, that dog don't hunt.
We do have a WIP dad who chimed in on that caller's point.
Mm-hmm.
None of these guys are waking up with the baby.
I mean, that's what Houston said.
What explains the road trip last week? The babies aren't going on the road. Yep. They're staying at home. I mean, they stunk on the road last week. Everyone was in a, they're probably staying in a 5-star hotel by themselves.
Yeah. TK was not happy.
Yeah, these are, TK didn't strike me as an excuse guy.
No. I wonder what he thinks about the cold weather excuse.
So. I'm sure he hates it. And he's famously not a NOLA guy, so he's probably.
That's true.
He's in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, he's going to crush him today. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to what you people are saying at 145 plus. I think I've heard my new favorite way of saying goodbye to a talk radio caller. A radio legend may have started a new trend. We'll play that for you next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people coming up around 1:45. Your phone calls. First, though, yeah, this song is appropriate right now because yesterday, Hugh, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, he had Gary Player, the great golfer, on his show. And Gary, I believe, is 89 years old now. Listen to this exchange, Hugh, and the way Mad Dog says goodbye as they end their conversation to Gary Player. This might be my new favorite way to say goodbye to anybody. Here it is.
So tell him that the country right now loves Rory. You give him that message for me. You give him that message.
I will do that. And think about young people now realizing they've got to do training with weights and realize young people to never, ever, ever give up. As Winston Churchill said, never give up. You've got to keep trying, strive for education, and think what it's done for tourism in Ireland. Can you imagine?
100%. Royal St. Rush, here I come. Whatever that, Port Rush, whatever it's called. I am there next. You are the best. Stay alive. Thanks for coming on, Gary. Appreciate it very
all
much.
All right. All my love to your listeners. Take care, my buddy.
You got it with Gary Player.
You're the best. Stay alive.
I mean, 89, Joe. He sounds great for 89,
he does.
Though.
He sounds I love great his for 89. Gary
yeah, man. And to quote Winston Churchill, probably met Winston Churchill, didn't he?
He probably did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot to digest.
You don't get many stay alives.
Yeah. Start telling people to stay alive.
Listen, stay alive. We'll
hey,
talk
hang
soon.
In, hang in there. Stay with us for a little while longer. Yeah, that was pretty profound.
You think it hit Gary as he got off the phone? Did he just tell me to stay alive?
I don't think so. I think he probably glossed completely over that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm assuming when you're that age, you ain't picking up on a whole lot.
Probably not. No, he sounded with it though, Gary Player.
Yeah, he sounded he was with it, but you know, it's like whatever. He's whatever.
Is stay alive the furthest we can go? Like, is don't die? Is that too far? Just don't die on me, Gary.
Sounds like don't die.
But don't croak.
Yeah.
Here's the unfortunate thing about that.
Hopefully, we talk soon.
It all depends on who you're talking to when you say it, because some people might compartmentalize that and really crash out.
Yeah.
You say
well, they get in their head like oh,
that.
No, I don't have much time left.
What do you mean? Do you know something I don't know? So
well,
you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that.
All right. Stay alive,
89
everybody.
89 is a nice little run, though.
It's a good one.
For life.
Hope you make it till our next conversation.
Yeah. That's a long ass time to be here, man. 89?
What do you think is a good amount to live?
I would say 70.
Man.
70? That's not
long
that.
As possible, dude.
Yeah.
No, dog. Listen. I don't want to be somewhere shriveled up wearing a diaper, dog.
Well, of course. I mean, I think like as long as possible implies that you're still suffering.
I don't want to be a burden on my family. I don't want to be waiting around for somebody to wipe my butt or something like that. I just don't want to live.
But
like
there's
that.
A gap between 70 and that. I mean, there's some people live strongly throughout their 70s.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that live great lives. Yeah. Like they just lay down one day and they just go to the upper room. But no, I don't want to be here if it's a burden. Put it like that. I want to be here as long as I can take care of myself.
Okay.
By myself.
I'm just trying to figure out what age I need to start saying to you, stay alive.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, don't you go dying on me.
Signing off every show. Like, all right, Hugh,
stay alive. We'll talk tomorrow. All right, let's go to Ken in Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
What's going on, Ken?
How ironic you come to the elderly guy.
No, I did not do that on purpose, Ken. It's just you were next.
Stay alive there, Ken.
I always hope I stay alive until our next conversation. So that just kind of goes without saying.
Yeah.
Can I touch on the draft real quick?
Yes.
Before I get
yes.
To
yeah. You got it.
So there's no way the Eagles are drafting a cornerback in the first round who refuses to tackle. Absolutely no way. Remember, a lot of mocks had Wiggins from Clemson coming here last year, and the knock on him. And if you put on the tape, it wasn't false. They might as well not give that kid shoulder pads. So. And the other thing to remember about the draft, and I pray that the Eagles don't move out of the first round, because I already won the tickets to go down there next Thursday night. I don't want to have to stay there all night to watch the Eagles not pick somebody. So, but there's zero chance they're picking at 32. The thing to remember about the draft is each draft shapes up the way it shapes up. The reason Quinyon Mitchell was still there at 22 for the Eagles to pick last year was because he was the first defensive player drafted. So, that this always kind of happens at the top half of the draft where some kind of a run starts for some reason. Most of these GMs have no idea what they're doing and they're completely reactionary. So when they see something going, they figure they got to get on that train. So you don't know how that's going to shape up until draft night. So Either the Eagles are going to trade up or they're going to trade out of the first round entirely. And I'm thinking we'll probably know by about the 15th pick in the draft.
Since yeah, they don't have, and you're right. And last year, those quarterbacks, that really turned that draft upside down. What was it, like six in the first 12 picks was quarterbacks last year? And people didn't really anticipate that. So, yeah, you're right. Every draft kind of takes on a life of its own once it starts.
Well, a lot of people question how Quinyon Mitchell could possibly be the first defensive player drafted. So it turned out that, Howie Roseman's big surprise, knows what he's doing. So with Aaron Nola, first of all, he's got 6 years left on $175 million extension. There's no way you're trading him. Nobody's going to take that contract. There's absolutely no way to trade that. The thing with Aaron Nola is he's over the last 4 or 5 years, he's become that guy who's good at keeping people off base, but his mistakes always seem to go over the fence. Like, he'll make one or two mistakes a game, and they always just seem to get hammered. So he's got to learn at this stage in his career to be that pitcher who figures out how to pitch without having the same stuff he used to have. That's the difference between pitchers that have long careers where they're effective well into their twilight of their career. Justin Verlander doesn't throw 100 miles an hour anymore. He's got to figure that part of it out. The thing that bothers me is, I'm telling you, I don't know how much longer I can take listening to Rob Thompson, tell me that Aaron Nola pitched great for 3 innings last night after he was terrible in the first inning. I don't know how much longer I can take Rob Thompson telling me, Johan Rojas, every once in a while a guy makes a mistake. I can't listen to that anymore. Like, the biggest problem with this baseball team, and they can't hit, I've been saying it forever, they're constructed wrong, they can't hit. But taking that for what it's worth, the biggest problem with this baseball team is in that dugout. It is the manager, it is the hitting coach, and how much longer are we supposed to live with Rob Thompson just kind of waving this stuff off? There's 70 guys batting under 200 in Major League Baseball. Okay, well, 65 of them seem to be wearing Phillies uniforms. Like, I'm done with it. I can't listen to him anymore. He should have been fired after they lost the NLCS in 2023. And they are going to have to pull the trigger on him, because John Middleton will not fire Dave Dombrowski. He won't. Dave Dombrowski has all of John Middleton's trust, and Dombrowski would have to sleep with John Middleton's wife to get himself fired at this point. There's just no way.
Yeah, he's not getting fired. No, he's not. And that would be an end-of-the-year offseason thing, and can we appreciate if they wanted to do something different in the front office? The Topper thing, I do think the fan base here is frustrated with Topper.
They're tired of the same old, same old.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that when I come on here and I try to give you what I think about what's going on, it's tough because a lot of the fans that are listening to what I'm saying, they've heard this before.
Yep.
And they've heard some of these excuses before, and they remember how the season ended. And they don't want that to happen again because they're emotionally invested. The thing that I find fascinating is that we talked to a lot of people before the season started. And a lot of people that we talked to, Joe, before the season started said that they weren't going to get emotionally invested in this team. Hmm. Guess what? They are emotionally invested.
Absolutely.
And when they see some of the same things over and over and over again, and they see some of the same patterns, it's frustrating, So I get that part of it. And to sit there, I understand where Topper's coming from, because he said, what did he say? The name on the front, well, you're going to hit what your card says you're going to hit and all this other stuff. He's staying true to who he is, but he has to understand, ain't nobody trying to hear that right now. Nobody's trying to hear any of that right now.
I'm trying to pinpoint when we could have like significant Topper hot seat conversation. I mean, that Ken is one caller, one person. There's been others the last few days. I'm looking at the schedule. So the Phillies play the Giants today. They have the Marlins at home this weekend. Next week on paper is a very difficult schedule week. They go to the Mets and they go to the Cubs, who right now are in first place in the Central. We get back in here Monday, April 28th. If they don't play well these next 4 days at home against the Giants and Marlins, and then they have a tough trip to the Mets and Cubs, they could be well under 500 by the time that April 28th rolls around.
We're flirting with that right now.
They could be 3-4 games under 500, and people say, what are we doing here? This is Girardi 22 all over again. Well, let's hope not. Let's get a win today. They are a big favorite with Sanchez on the mound. All right, let's talk to Marlon, who's got beef apparently. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, Joe. Marlon, I was just listening to the last caller. Now, I understand y'all, like, people label me because I call the radio, but that's what y'all job.
Well, we label you because you're a Cowboys fan.
I mean, no, but see, y'all label me a Cowboys fan.
You are a Cowboys fan.
You said you're a Cowboys fan.
I am. But anyway,
okay.
When I listen to WIP, I like to hear y'all give me the information about who this, who that, whatever, whatever. Just like Nola, the last time he pitched, it was 2-0, right? But the bats were dead. Mm. Sometimes the Philly pitchers need them bats to wake up. But I ain't just say, the John Jack Fritz, right?
What'd he do?
He's supposed to be the smartest baseball person on WIP.
Well, that's pretty debatable. Suck. But
they suck, though. I mean, all he know is Tom Poms and Bryce Harper. And then...
Now, I don't know if you listen, Marlon. He's had a harsh tongue at the Phillies the last couple nights on Final Out.
Did you hear him bury him? Then yesterday he had to giggle like a baby getting candy when they won. You know what I mean? See, people can't take him serious.
What does Jack have to do with the whole Phillies team, though?
No, but what I'm saying about him is now on his show, if you got something bad to say about Bryce Harper, he don't even want to let him personally.
Well, he's protective of Bryce. We know that.
That's his guy, ain't it?
How can we take his takes when he got pom-poms?
What do you want me to do about it?
Can't take him seriously, Marlon.
Marlon, why are we taking shots at Jack on this show?
What am I going to do with Jack?
Because I know he's listening, so I knew he was
going to. Are you trying to get through? What do you think about Aaron Nola? That's what I need.
Well, Aaron Nola, like I said, you know, when he pitched the last time, it was 2-0, and
Marlon, his ERA's over 6.
But that, and guess what? He could be over 6 if them bats make him run.
Oh, no.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, come on. They gave this guy $170 million. His ERA's over 6, and you're making excuses. You're talking about pom-poms. You got Nola pom-poms.
And just like the other caller said, put Trey in outfield. I would put Trey in outfield and Bryce Harper in outfield.
Me too.
And then start working in.
Me, Marlon, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. They don't want to do it.
But I know what they don't want to do because ain't nobody saying nothing on a different show.
I've been screaming about Trey for 2 years. We could yell as loud as we want. They're going to do whatever they want.
You're being censored, Marlon.
Well, let me just say one more thing.
Okay.
Though. Now, I remember when Don Johnson used to do the Blue Chews.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he promoted it, it was, you know, a man could hear it. But that afternoon show.
All right, you can take it up with them. We're not going to spend 5 minutes on
that. We ain't about to start bashing them.
Now, if you
want to
have fun
things
with Jack, with the Bryce thing, that's fine. But, like, they're doing what they're doing.
They still ain't brought me no Blue Chews either, though.
Well, that's why you don't want to rip them, because you want some Blue Chews.
Yeah, I'm trying to work that out.
You're trying to get product
what
over here.
What you mean?
Here.
Yeah. Sell out. If it's free, it's me.
That's sellout.
That is the definition of sellout.
Exactly right. What I'm talking about.
But I said it like it wasn't a bad thing.
You are a complete sellout. It is remarkable.
I like new stuff. I like different stuff. Blue Chews.
You could order your own.
I say chew it and do it, but it's better when you get them for free.
Yeah, but there's a promo code. Don't you get it for free shipping or something? You got a promo code. Man,
I got to ask
lather Vaseline on me.
Chew it and do it.
You have. I've heard you ask them before about the Blue Chews.
And you notice how they always curb me. You know they'll never like be like, yo. They act like they don't use them, but they do.
I just assumed they do. Yeah, that was an assumption I had. All right, before we go any further, can we check in with you people? What are they doing tonight?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So I just want to remind you people and everyone else listening, you should be joining us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5. That's May 5th, Hugh, not May 4th.
You ain't going to lay that down, huh?
Nope.
Right now on 94WIP.com. So we do have our daily Hugh lookalike today.
Who's my lookalike?
Cookie Monster.
Oh, the blue. Somebody is enamored with the clothing, my clothing attire like that I wear every day.
Yeah, that's Cookie Monster blue.
I mean, no, it's really royal blue. Kind of royal blue.
Is it a little darker than Cookie?
Well, it's royal blue.
It's pretty Cookie Monster-ish. I mean, I got
royal blue.
I got a blue on, too.
Yeah, we're all wearing blue today.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, is mine green? Is it blue-green? What's mine? I guess it's blue.
Yeah, it look a little blue.
You're having your own color issues. We'll get to that in just a little bit there,
Can't
Joe.
Can't wait.
Am I the only one who gets creeped out when Joe looks at the camera? It's like you're looking directly into their soul.
So I'm not trying to. I just
you're hyper aware of the camera.
Well, yeah. I mean, Well, look, sometimes it's in front of me. Now, sometimes we have the screen up because we have two TVs in here, and you can sometimes we see the feed. We do not have that up today.
No, so, we don't. Okay.
No, interesting. You're not like Hugh, who's thinking about the camera on here constantly.
I'm not thinking about it.
I haven't been thinking. I'm adjusting.
But now I'm going to look at it more on purpose just to look at you people. I'm watching you guys. I'm watching you.
A couple of requests. First one is for me to grow my mustache into a handlebar. Doing it.
Well, Raleigh fingers, actually.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a handlebar guy. They also want, maybe we should dim the lights on Joe.
Again, I can't.
Because people are wearing sunglasses at work.
There's only so much I could do about this.
This is the problem with them dimming the lights. Then you ain't going to be able to see me. I mean, it is what it is.
So it's either
we're accommodating you,
you know what I mean?
With the bright lights.
That's why I'm wearing all these bright ass colors, because if he get any darker, boy, I'm going to blend.
Look, there's a lot of shine going on in that studio.
How about this? We'll try it tomorrow.
What if we wear our hoods and then I won't shine?
Yeah, we'll try tomorrow. We will try tomorrow. Okay.
So as always with company man Hugh Douglas, one of the first comments today was, let's see how Hugh's going to spin this into telling us not to worry.
Again,
they were on to you before you even started.
People know what to expect.
My job here is to take you behind the veiled curtain of the athlete, in this case, former athlete, and try to paint a picture.
Yep, that's right.
I'm never going to lay that down.
You're doing everybody a service.
From company man to spin Dr. Douglas over here.
I tell you.
Company man Hughes. So you really, be a strong contender next year.
This company man thing is really, it's become a thing because I didn't even think you were too company man today.
You know what?
People hear it now.
Yeah, they're being what they call nudges.
Carrying
they're
water for the Phillies, man.
Wow.
We not a water carrier.
Get you a bucket over here.
Guilty.
Guilty.
So Robin Ducco brought this guy up earlier.
Yep.
And somebody pointed this out in the chat earlier today. Guess who's batting 375 on the season?
On the Phillies?
No.
Oh.
He said, not Trout.
Austin Hayes.
Oh, Austin Hayes. Okay.
He hit a home run today.
Yeah. No, because I thought we were back on that Trout train.
Oh, well, we're just waiting.
I pre-up the strike that I jumped the shark, if you will. The
Brasky's batting 1,000 on this outfield.
He's got
thing.
Six home runs ready to sell, Austin.
He's healthy, though. Yep. He's still healthy, too.
Yes. Well, Mike Trout? Yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
For now.
Guys, we trot out Kepler and whatever center fielders every day.
I'll take Trout on
one leg.
He's going to be in a wheelchair in a month.
All right, honest question. Trout on one leg or Rojas?
All right, Trout on one leg.
Hugh, Trout on one leg.
It's a fair retort.
But he got hurt using the toilet, though, man. That doesn't you know, change the way you feel at all?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
We are reaching the point of desperation.
Yes. The Trout trade will be the ultimate desperation.
Yep. All right, last one. If the Eagles draft Mason Taylor, will Hugh be having his own version of Peanut Butter Week?
I'm a damn sure try.
You're going to shoot the J.
I'm going to shoot the J. Shoot it. Man, listen. If Auntie comes see her nephew play, yes. I'm going to shoot the J. Why not? What do I have to lose? Nothing.
Nothing. Well, actually, I mean, it does work out. Like, she's not just some person. She could be on the show with us all the time. She's talk show host.
No, we can't. The Hugh's going to be a mess.
On the phone.
I'm a professional.
No, you're not. Don't lie to me. Why you lie to everyone?
I'm a lying to people. I'm a professional.
Can't tell? Yeah, the people on YouTube can see you laughing and smiling at you. It's why everyone knows you didn't take the pledge seriously.
No, I did take the pledge seriously.
You know what it is? It's a funny joke now until next week when they actually draft him. And then you know the boss is going to have to call you and be like, I know it's funny, but
be professional.
But like, he's an Eagle now. We can't really be doing this with the ant.
I can't be like the cat that was... who was in Atlanta? The broadcast trying to get the girl's number?
Yeah,
you can't do that, man. Yeah. Got to be
that
professional.
That became pretty polarizing.
Yeah, that you got to be professional.
He did get the number, though. I mean, it worked.
They did.
People were flipping out about that.
Yeah,
just relax over there.
Hey, Auntie. I like how you turned the music up. No, I would be a professional,
no,
man.
No,
I would admire her from afar.
You know what? We're gonna have to create the pledge.
Her from afar.
You're gonna need a pledge. You're gonna have to take.
Oh, I'll take it because I'm not. You know, like realistically, I mean, I think she's
the peanut
she's
butter very, skin pledge.
I think she's very attractive, but I mean, these are like y'all got real. These are up for jokes.
You're
these
a mess,
are for
man.
Giggles.
You're a mess.
She fine though. She is fine.
Yeah. All right. There it is. There is today's You People. Let's grab Angela in Westchester. Hey, Angela.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Angela.
How you
what's
doing,
up?
Man?
Hey, pleasure to get on. So my thing is, I actually want to go back to what a caller said earlier with the dugout. I do agree. I do think the biggest problem with this team is in the dugout. And it could be more than Topper than anybody.
Okay.
But pitching coach, batting coach, assistant coaches. I mean, if we're 500 since, 2 months from now last year, so in the last 10 months, now, granted, we don't play every single month.
No, but they've played, in their last 120-ish games, they're about a 500 team. It's a long time.
Yes. After going on one of the, almost a historical tear through the All-Star break last year.
Yes.
And then to go cold and stay cold. And the one thing I wanted to draw on was with Nola. I think that I don't want to take this away. Nola is declining, but I think he's declining more with a catcher he's not used to or comfortable with. And I've noticed this with every pitcher that's pitched for Marshawn recently and last year when JT got hurt. They just don't really look comfortable with him. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's fully comfortable calling games. Now, that's whether that's the environment he's put in from the pitching coach with Gotham. But or whether it's from minor leagues. But, I mean, if we look at the pitching staff in the minors right now, every single one of them are on fire with Stubbs catching.
They are.
Them.
And up here, the Marshawn thing. It's on my radar, Angela, good call. I'm not ready to say that it's a direct correlation. It's like... Stubbs is the reason the AAA guys are doing well, and Marshawn is the reason. Feels like we're trying to find answers to the. I mean, Aaron Nola's velocity
exactly what we're doing.
Is not down because Rafael Marshawn is the one squatting, not Stubbs.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. We're at a point because we see some similar things that happened last year, and we're just trying to fix everything.
We're grasping at straws. Yeah, yeah. You know what we need today before we sign off? We need a win. You guaranteed it yesterday, and it didn't happen. We can't lose 3 out of 4 to the Giants at home. We need a win.
We got to go 50-50.
We got to. Can you guarantee it?
We got this. We're going to win this one today.
You sure?
Who's on the mound?
Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah, we got this.
All right, we got it.
I got this.
Big win today.
This.
Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Don't die. We'll talk tomorrow.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.